Welcome back, everybody. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always excited to see what we uncover.
Today's topic, well, let's just say it's all about getting organized. And you all sent in some excerpts from InfoCube user manuals and guides.
InfoCube, yeah, that's a powerful tool.
So we're going to dive deep and try to unlock its potential, turn information overload into, well, organized awesomeness.
I like that. From overload to awesomeness.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, for those who might not be familiar, what exactly is InfoCube?
How to sum it up? In a nutshell, I'd say it's like an outliner, but with columns, a supercharged notepad, really.
Outliner with columns. Okay. Interesting. So we're not just talking about another to-do list app here.
No, it's way more than that. You can manage tasks, sure, but also contacts, projects, even write documents, organize photos, anything you can think of.
Wow. That's quite a range. So if it's not just a to-do list, what makes it so special?
The real magic is in how it links all that information together. Mm. It lets you connect the dots in ways that traditional tools just can't.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal. Now, I noticed the manuals mention these grids quite a bit. Are those kind of the foundation of how InfoCube works?
Exactly. Grids are your main workspace, where you see and interact with all your information.
So like spreadsheets, rows and columns and all that?
Yeah, you can think of them like that, tables with rows and columns. But they have some pretty cool twists.
Cool twists? Like what? Spill the beans?
Well, for starters, there are three different ways to display the information. Tree view, which shows you hierarchies. Flat view for simple lists. And then there's this thing called context parents.
Context parents. Sounds kind of intimidating. Is InfoCube going to ground me for missing deadlines?
Uh-huh. No, nothing like that. Think of it this way. You're looking at a task list, right? But you need to see the bigger picture, like what project that task belongs to. Context parents lets you see that hierarchy without messing up your sorted list. It's like having a heads-up display right in your workspace.
Oh, I see. So you stay focused on the task at hand, but can still quickly glance at the overall context. That's clever. The manuals also mention fields and equations, which, I gotta say, brings back some slight spreadsheet anxiety.
I get that. But don't worry, it's not as complicated as it might sound.
So how do they work in InfoCube?
Well, the fields are like columns in a spreadsheet, each one holding a different type of data. And the equations, those are where the real power comes in. They can automatically calculate values based on other fields, kind of like formulas in Excel.
Got it. Like if I was tracking project deadlines, InfoCube could calculate how much time I have. No more manual calculations.
Exactly. In fact, the manual even gives an example of calculating task duration based on start and end dates.
Nice. No more mental math gymnastics. But you mentioned something about equations being even more powerful.
Right. There are also column equations, and those work hierarchically. So imagine calculating the total duration of a project based on the durations of all its subtasks. That's the kind of magic column equations can do.
Okay, that's definitely a step beyond your typical spreadsheet. So we've got these powerful grids, fields, equations, different ways to view the information. What other tricks does InfoCube have up its sleeve? We're ready to see how deep this rabbit hole goes. So we've got grids, we've got fields, equations, different views, but I have a feeling InfoCube doesn't stop there, does it?
You're right, we've really only scratched the surface. What sets InfoCube apart is how it handles like relationships between different pieces of information. It's not just about keeping things organized, it's about connecting the dots.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How does it do that? How does it go beyond like just simple lists or hierarchies?
Well, in a typical outline, you're kind of stuck with a rigid structure, but in InfoCube, you can connect any item to any other, no matter where they are in your outline. These are called related items.
Related items, okay. So I could link a task to say a contact, a document, even a photo, all in different parts of my outline.
Exactly. It's like creating a web of connections between your data.
That sounds incredibly powerful. But wouldn't it get messy trying to manage all those links?
Not at all. InfoCube gives you like multiple ways to view and manage them. You can use a dedicated column in a grid, a dialog box, a toolbar, even the status bar.
So it adapts to how you want to work, not the other way around.
Ah.
I like that. Now, the manuals also mention tags. Are those like keywords or hashtags?
Yeah, similar, but InfoCube takes it a step further with something called tag inheritance.
Tag inheritance, huh? Sounds fancy. What's that all about?
Imagine tagging a research paper, right? You tag it artificial intelligence and then a subtag like machine learning. With tag inheritance, anything tagged machine learning automatically gets the artificial intelligence tag, too.
Ah, So it's like a ripple effect. One tag can trigger a whole cascade of related tags. That could be a huge time saver, especially when you're dealing with a lot of complex information. But with all these layers, grids, fields, links, tags, how do you quickly find what you need? You know, the stuff you use all the time.
InfoCube thought of that too. They have home pages. Think of them as personalized dashboards for your information.
Okay, so like a home base for all your important stuff.
Exactly. You can set up links to your favorite items, frequently used grids, recently opened files, anything you need at your fingertips.
Love it. It's like a customized command center for all your important information. Speaking of content, the manuals mention a document pane. Is that where you actually like get into the details of the information itself?
You got it. The document pane is where you add rich text content associated with each item.
And it's not just like plain text, right?
Nope. You can use HTML, Markdown, even handwritten notes.
Wait, handwritten notes in a digital tool? How does that even work?
It's pretty cool, actually. It's called an ink document, and you can write directly on the screen, just like pen and paper. And get this, it supports real-time collaboration.
Wow, that's amazing. So multiple people can work on the same handwritten document at the same time. That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. But I think we've only scratched the surface here. The manuals also talk about some pretty advanced features like conditional formatting and user-defined functions.
Those are definitely more advanced, but they offer a whole new level of power and customization.
Okay, I'm ready for a challenge. Give me the rundown.
All right, let's start with conditional formatting. Imagine you have a task list, right? With conditional formatting, you can set up rules that visually highlight items based on certain criteria. So, for example, tasks that are approaching their deadlines could change color, maybe from green to yellow to red as the deadline gets closer.
So it's like a visual cue to help you prioritize. That's pretty neat. And what about user-defined functions? Are we talking hardcore coding here?
User-defined functions do involve some coding, yeah, using a language called VBScript. But they let you create custom calculations and automate actions. Basically, you can tailor InfoCube to your specific needs and workflows.
That definitely sounds like a topic for another deep dive. But I have a feeling there's even more to uncover. What other key features did those manuals reveal? We've covered so much ground already. Grids and fields and links and tags, even handwritten notes with real-time collaboration. InfoCube is sounding less like software and more like a digital Swiss Army knife for information.
I like that analogy.
But there's one last thing from the manuals I wanted to touch on. Synchronization. What exactly can InfoCube sync with?
Right now, the focus is mainly on tasks, syncing with Google Tasks.
Makes sense. So you can manage your InfoCube tasks on your phone, get notifications, all that good stuff.
Exactly. Stay in sync across all your devices.
But it does make you wonder, you know, about connecting with other services down the line, right?
Oh, absolutely. The potential is huge. Imagine syncing with calendar apps, note-taking services, even data visualization tools for getting those deeper insights.
The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing. But let's step back for a second. We've gone through a ton of features, some basic, some really advanced. What does all this mean for someone listening, you know? How can they actually use InfoCube to make their lives easier, their work more effective?
That's the key question, isn't it? The manuals give you the building blocks, but it's up to you to figure out how to put them together.
Like a giant Lego set for information.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine a researcher, right? They could use InfoCube to manage a huge project, link research papers, experimental data, notes, contacts, even pictures. All in one place.
That's incredible. Or a photographer organizing their photo library. They could tag images with locations, dates, events, even emotions.
Exactly. It's all about adapting InfoCube to your needs, your workflow.
It's not about fitting into some predefined box. You get to build the system that works best for you.
And that's when it gets really exciting, I think. It's not just about using the software. It's about thinking differently about your information.
How can you connect those dots? What kind of patterns and relationships emerge?
Exactly. You start to see things you might have missed before.
It's not just about organizing. It's about understanding, making sense of it all, and ultimately using that information to achieve your goals, whatever they may be.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So, to everyone listening, we encourage you to explore InfoCube. Play around with it. Experiment. See how it can help you turn that information chaos into organized, actionable insights.
Find those hidden connections.
Until our next deep dive, happy exploring.